This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, June 21st. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. TikTok, Facebook Reels, Instagram Stories, YouTube Shorts. Billions of people are watching and posting short-form videos online. And platforms are looking to attract and keep them to help boost advertising revenue. TikTok has always been out in front in this race. But hot on its heels is YouTube Shorts, which launched in the US just over a year ago. On today's show, our social media reporter Salvador Rodriguez joins us to discuss how YouTube Shorts became so popular so fast, and the surprising audience base it's attracting. That's after these headlines. More tech workers are unionizing. Apple employees at a store outside Baltimore have voted to join the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. The move creates the first union of Apple retail workers in the U.S. Employees at other Apple stores have also declared their intention to hold union votes, and some workers at other tech companies, including Amazon and Activision Blizzard, have recently formed unions. Apple declined to comment. SpaceX has fired several employees who wrote a letter to company management calling public statements and behavior by CEO Elon Musk embarrassing and distracting. That's according to an email sent to staff from SpaceX's president and people familiar with the situation. Sources say at least two people who helped lead the effort were fired. In the email, SpaceX's president, Gwynne Shotwell, said the letter distracted from SpaceX's work and that it pressured many staffers to, quote, sign on to something that did not reflect their views. She also criticized how those who participated in the letter used SpaceX resources. And after 2 years of remote work becoming the new normal, we have a new normal, hybrid work. According to a Gallup poll, 42% of people with remote-capable jobs are working partially at home. But having some workers in the conference room while others are in their living rooms can make meetings a bit tricky. Our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern says the companies behind video conferencing tech are working to make things a little less awkward.
Microsoft, Zoom, Google Meet, they all are working with camera makers to enable a better experience that works with the software. One of the features that most of them support is this idea that the camera can actually isolate the person speaking in the room. So instead of getting that wide view of the room, you actually are able to zoom in or crop in on the person that's talking. It uses AI, it uses speaker recognition on that. And that person is given their own Zoom grid box, and they appear in the virtual meeting as their own person.
Barring that, Joanna recommends bringing your own laptop, even if you're in a conference room with others, to help give everyone equal presence in the meeting. All right, coming up, YouTube Shorts has something TikTok doesn't, a huge user base in India. Will that help it gain global dominance in short-form videos? We'll discuss after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Short-form videos, snippets of advice, dancing, pranks that run no more than a few minutes and often just a few seconds have become the latest big battleground in social media. TikTok popularized short-form videos, and it's been the front-runner for some time. But as we told you last week, it's facing increased competition from rival service, Google's YouTube Shorts. The company says Shorts is now reaching more than 1.5 billion users a month. So how did Shorts, which launched in 2020, get to this point so quickly? How do creators feel about using it? And what is YouTube's endgame in growing this part of its platform? Joining us to discuss all of this is our social media reporter, Salvador Rodriguez. Hi, Sal. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Zoe. Thanks for having me.
So, Sal, start us off with a bit of background. Why did YouTube decide to launch Shorts in the first place? And I mentioned it was, you know, gaining on TikTok's popularity, but just how popular is it?
Yeah, from what we can tell, YouTube Shorts might be second place in this new type of social media content. You know, in the U.S., we talked with the folks over at Inmar Intelligence, and they found that YouTube Shorts is picked as the number two preferred service for this type of short form video. And that's only gained since the last time that they did this survey back in September. For YouTube, they decided to go in on this type of content because it just made a ton of sense for them. They're the original video platform of the internet, right? But also, you know, I spoke with a lot of creators and some of them pointed out that in many ways, TikTok poses a threat to YouTube.
YouTube decided to launch its Shorts in India. Why did it pick that market and what's it been like for Shorts growing there?
Yeah, I think the reason they started in India is because just before YouTube launched there in September 2020, a few months prior, India had actually banned TikTok and several other Chinese apps. They cited national security concerns as the reason for doing that. And that just created a huge opening for YouTube to go in to a really huge market and, you know, get started, test out this new type of thing, but really gain a foothold in that market. And that's something that from our reporting, we can tell is continuing to carry them today. You know, we spoke with one creator. His name is Jonathan Lyons. He dresses up as a huge rat and he posts these videos on YouTube Shorts. He told us that almost 80% of his views are coming from India. And even more of his views come from nearby countries. So it's really become a stronghold for YouTube. Now, as they grow and they've hit this huge mark of 1.5 billion users, you know, that's something that you can really build upon. And what they're really going to have to do is make sure that they build up that audience here in the US, because they're doing good with India, they're doing good with older Americans. But when it comes to advertising, which is really the next step, the most desirable audience for advertisers are those young Americans, those young consumers that they can, you know, grab a hold of and keep as customers for a lifetime.
I want to pick up on something you said. You know, YouTube Shorts is popular with older Americans. I mean, why would Americans kind of 45 and up be gravitating towards YouTube Shorts?
YouTube already had more than 2 billion people who go to YouTube regularly. And they've also built out a ton of analytics tools for creators so they can get a sense of how well their videos are doing, who's watching them and from where. And basically, YouTube took those two things and turned them into success. You know, they've been around since 2005, so they have older users at this point. And I think one reason why, if you're an older American and you're going to YouTube Shorts instead of TikTok, it simply comes down to changing your habits. You know, you've probably been going to YouTube for more than a decade, and getting into TikTok, it's not really hard, but it still requires that someone download one more app, sign up for one more account.
But I guess the big question is, how does YouTube transition, you know, from the older viewers and from a big Indian market to a global market with younger viewers?
Yeah, I think it's going to take time. But I've also noticed, you know, as a regular consumer watching TV, I've noticed that they've been, you know, doing more and more marketing. Just the other day, I saw YouTube ran an ad for Pride Month, and they were saying like, hey, you know, it's Pride Month, like show your pride by posting a YouTube short, and every video that you post, you know, will make one more donation to, you know, some group involved in Pride. And I think like those type of strategies will just pump more and more content into that YouTube Shorts pipeline. And what they really need to get to is to a place where their videos are the ones that are starting trends and really, you know, hitting that cultural cachet. Because at this point in time, that's a big reason that TikTok leads in this market.
You've spoken to a bunch of creators who are using YouTube Shorts. I mean, what have they said about the experience of using it?
Yeah, well, the creators, they love the analytics that they get with YouTube Shorts. They can go in there and they can see how old are my users, what geography are they coming from, are they on Android, are they on iPhone. They can, you know, really get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on. And that helps them figure out, you know, the formulas for which videos are going to work, which videos are going to get me views. And another thing that folks love about YouTube Shorts is that it just has another one of those classic Google strengths, which is that it's way easier to search for a video on YouTube Shorts than it is to search for a video on TikTok or Instagram Reels. The biggest criticism, though, that we heard so far from creators about YouTube Shorts is that when it comes to actually applying special effects to videos, that is where YouTube Shorts is lacking most.
I mean, that's from the creator side. From YouTube's side, from Google's side, this has to be about, you know, ad revenue, right? I mean, how profitable are YouTube Shorts for the company?
Yeah, well, right now it's not particularly profitable just because they haven't prioritized advertising just yet. It wasn't until last month that they finally rolled out ads globally for YouTube Shorts. But even now, it's still, you know, experimental and they're only starting to ramp it up. But certainly that's going to be the direction that they start heading in. And they really do need to get that going just because, you know, more recently, their revenue growth has been flagging as of late.
All right. That was our reporter, Salvador Rodriguez. Thanks for speaking with us, Sal.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.